Good morning. It's March 28th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark resolution that concludes a two-year standoff, Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have finally settled their differences over the governance of Walt Disney World Special District. This agreement not only closes a chapter of discord, but also signals a potentially harmonious future for both parties involved. The heart of the dispute revolved around the special district that oversees the development of Walt Disney World. The settlement reached in a state court effectively cancels previous agreements, opting instead for an older framework to guide the theme park's expansion and operations. This pivotal move allows both Disney and the governing body to reset their relationship on firmer, more cooperative grounds. As part of the resolution, Disney has agreed to retract its ongoing legal battles, including an appeal in a federal lawsuit and various state lawsuits against the district. This step underscores the company's readiness to move forward and focus on growth and development. Both Governor DeSantis and Disney's president, Jeff Vahl, have publicly expressed their satisfaction with the outcome. Vahl's remarks emphasize the agreement's role in ensuring Disney's ability to continue investing in the park and creating jobs. Moreover, the appointment of new board members to the district, including individuals with close ties to DeSantis, is expected to cultivate a more cooperative and productive relationship between Disney and the state. This settlement not only marks the end of a protracted period of tension, but also paves the way for a new era of engagement and collaboration. With both parties now looking to the future, the stage is set for renewed investment, job creation, and the continued success of one of the world's most beloved theme parks. In a landscape saturated with streaming options, Disney and Hulu have just made a significant play. They've unveiled a streaming bundle that marries their content libraries in one seamless app experience, signaling a new era for subscribers. The new bundle is designed to cater to a wide range of viewers, with subscription plans starting at $9.99 a month for the standard plan, which includes ads. For those looking for an uninterrupted viewing experience, there's also a premium plan without commercials priced at $19.99 a month. This launch isn't just about combining services. It introduces a new logo and startup chime, both crafted by the talented composer behind The Mandalorian's iconic score. What's particularly intriguing is the integration between the two services. Disney Plus now features a Hulu tile, making it easier for subscribers of both services to navigate between content libraries. However, it's important to note that not all content from Hulu will be available on Disney Plus due to existing content licensing restrictions. The move is poised to reshape the streaming landscape. It offers viewers an unparalleled opportunity to explore thousands of titles across both platforms in a more integrated and user-friendly manner. Furthermore, Disney's impending purchase of Comcast's 33% stake in Hulu will solidify its position as the sole owner, potentially leading to even more seamless integration and content offerings in the future. In a turn of events that could shake the entertainment world to its core, Sean "Diddy" Combs, a giant in the hip-hop industry, finds himself at the center of a serious legal and ethical storm. This comes as music producer Rodney "Lil Rod" Jones files a lawsuit against Combs, accusing him of participating in a sex trafficking venture, a claim that has since spiraled into a federal investigation by U.S. Homeland Security. The lawsuit alleges that Combs, alongside his associates, was involved in a sex trafficking operation. This has led to raids on his lavish properties in Miami and Los Angeles, marking a significant escalation in the severity of the accusations against him. The investigation has broadened to include interviews with at least three women, one of whom is his ex-girlfriend Cassie, who brought forth allegations of rape and physical abuse. Despite settling an initial lawsuit, the emergence of further allegations has prompted a deeper federal investigation into Combs's activities. Interestingly, the lawsuit also draws in Dallas megachurch pastor T.D. Jakes, suggesting Combs planned to use his relationship with Jakes to mitigate the scandal's impact on his public image. This controversy has ensnared high-profile figures like Prince Harry, Justin Bieber, and Cuba Gooding Jr., highlighting the extent of Combs's influential network. As of now, Combs has not been charged with any crime. However, the ongoing investigation and its potential findings loom large over his future in the entertainment industry and could signal a broader reckoning within the hip-hop community. The full impact of these allegations remains to be seen, but one thing is clear. The saga surrounding Sean Diddy Combs is far from over. In a stunning reveal during the Super Bowl, Beyoncé left fans electrified with the announcement of her latest album, Act 2 Cowboy Carter, set to drop this Friday. The surprise didn't stop there. The album's country music influence, including a nod to Dolly Parton's Jolene and a feature from Willie Nelson, has sparked a wave of anticipation. Beyoncé's Act 2 Cowboy Carter is not just another album drop. It's a 27-song journey that blends the rich heritage of country music with Beyoncé's unparalleled artistry. The tracklist reveals not only a potential cover of Dolly Parton's iconic Jolene, but also a collaboration with country music legend Willie Nelson on Smoke Hour. This album pays tribute to the pioneering black country artist Linda Martell, further enriching its cultural depth. Moreover, Cowboy Carter weaves in personal elements from Beyoncé's life, with tracks like Oh, Louisiana, and Daughter, offering fans a glimpse into her world. Despite its country music influences, Beyoncé emphasizes that this is unequivocally a Beyoncé album, blending genres seamlessly with previously released singles 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em making the cut. The revelation of the album's tracklist and song order has ignited excitement among Beyoncé's fanbase, eagerly awaiting the fusion of country vibes with her signature sound. Act 2, Cowboy Carter, promises to be a groundbreaking addition to Beyoncé's discography, marking a bold new chapter in her illustrious career. In a remarkable testament to the enduring appeal of Marvel's mutants, Disney Plus's X-Men 97 has shattered records to become the platform's most-watched Season 1 premiere for a full-length animated series, eclipsing even Marvel's What If? The series, picking up the mantle from the beloved 1997 animated series, has not only captivated old fans, but has also drawn in a new audience, achieving an impressive milestone of 5 million views within just 5 days of its release. Critics and audiences alike have lavished praise on the show, with a stellar 98% critic rating and a 92% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. X-Men 97 has been lauded for its faithful continuation of the original series, seamlessly weaving the nostalgic charm of vintage Marvel with the complexities of real-world strife. The show's nuanced portrayal of Cyclops stands out, rectifying past grievances with the character's portrayal in film adaptations and reconnecting him with his comic book roots. This fresh perspective has been a significant factor in the show's success, alongside the availability of the original X-Men, the animated series on Disney Plus, which has provided fans with 76 episodes of mutant adventures to enjoy. Despite the departure of head writer Beau DeMeo, the future of X-Men 97 looks promising, with plans for a second and third season already underway. This development signals a robust resurgence of mutant mania, much to the delight of fans worldwide. Coverage by Digital Trends has further fueled excitement, offering a deep dive into the series' debut, its impact on the X-Men fandom, and curated lists of must-watch episodes and related content. As new episodes premiere every Wednesday, the legacy of X-Men continues to thrive, proving that the appetite for these iconic characters and their stories is as strong as ever. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.